welcome to the Catholic News Update for Wednesday, the 26th of October. Well, all of our stories this morning are life-related, but they're all extremely important. And first of all, here's one from last week that we overlooked somehow, but it's a major development. And here's the report from Reuters. Europe's top court has banned patenting any stem cell process that involves destroying a human embryo. Researchers fear the ruling by the European Court of Justice will hobble development in an area of science that could provide a range of 21st century medicines for diseases from Parkinson's to blindness. Stem cell technology is controversial because some cell lines are derived from embryos. The ECJ decision now endorses widespread protection of human embryos by blocking patents. A process which involves the removal of a stem cell from a human embryo at the blastocyst stage, entailing the destruction of that embryo, cannot be patented, it said. Blastocyst is the stage just before implantation in the womb when the embryo consists of around 80 to 100 cells. Christian groups in Europe welcomed the decision. The European Centre for Law and Justice in Strasbourg said that it protects life and human dignity at all stages of development. The Anscombe Bioethics Centre in Oxford called it a triumph of ethical standards over commercial interest. And COMECE, the Commission of Catholic Bishops Conferences in the European Union, said the decision provides a broad, scientific, sound definition of a human embryo. Indeed, fertilization marks the beginning of the biological existence of a human being that undergoes a process of development. Therefore, the human embryo, at every stage of development, must be considered a human being with potential and not just a potential human being. The Royal Dutch Medical Association, the KNMG, has released new guidelines for interpreting the 2002 Euthanasia Act that now includes mental and psychosocial ailments, such as loss of function, loneliness, and loss of autonomy, as an acceptable criteria for euthanasia. The guidelines also allow doctors to connect a patient's lack of social skills, financial resources, and a social network to unbearable and lasting suffering, opening the door to legal-assisted death based on psychosocial factors, not terminal illness. The June 2011 position paper, titled The Role of the Physician in the Voluntary Termination of Life, concludes that the concept of suffering is broader than its interpretation and application by many physicians today. Included in a broader interpretation of suffering would be disorders affecting vision, hearing, and mobility, falls, confinement to bed, fatigue, exhaustion, and loss of fitness, according to the authors. The patient perceives the suffering as interminable, the paper says, his existence as meaningless, and, though not directly in danger of dying from these complaints, neither wishes to experience them, nor insofar as his history and own values permit, to derive meaning from them. In the KNMG's view, such cases are sufficiently linked to the medical domain to permit a physician to act within the confines of the euthanasia law. Alex Schadenberg, Executive Director and International Chair of the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition Committee, responded to the new guidelines, saying that in his view, the expansion of euthanasia and assisted suicide has been constant and deliberate. Schadenberg warned that what has happened in the Netherlands can and will occur in other jurisdictions if euthanasia and/or assisted suicide is legalized. And the pro-life organisation Children of God for Life announced today the filing of a shareholder resolution with the Securities and Exchange Commission and PepsiCo protesting the use of aborted fetal cell lines for the research and development of flavour enhancers for their beverages. In August 2010, PepsiCo entered into a four-year agreement with Senomix for the development of artificial, high-potency sweeteners for PepsiCo beverages. Under the contract, PepsiCo is paying $30 million to Senomix for the research and future royalties on PepsiCo products sold using Senomix technology. When the pro-life group wrote to both companies requesting they use one of several non-objectionable viable cell lines listed in their patents, Senomix did not respond. PepsiCo did reply, however, saying that this research, using cell lines derived from aborted babies, would produce great-tasting, lower-calorie beverages. Appalled by the response, Children of God for Life launched a boycott and was joined by over 24 other pro-life organisations. The boycott now includes supporters from Australia, Spain, Germany, Ireland, Scotland, Poland, and the UK. Meanwhile, letters sent to all PepsiCo board members and senior management have gone unanswered. And just briefly, the Pope will travel to Assisi tomorrow for the 25th anniversary of the first Assisi event. That's all for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Speak to you tomorrow. God bless.